treatments involving gene editing are already helping cancer patients and people with certain inherited diseases. The technology may eventually lead to a cure for AIDS. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. This is Focus on Technology. I'm Ann Thompson. Dr. Carl Fichtenbaum and his fellow UC researchers are very smart. Even the name of their lab is complicated.
We're in the retrovirology processing laboratory at the University of Cincinnati, where we process many of our samples for many of the studies that we do.
Their latest study involves gene editing for HIV patients. More on that in a minute. Most AIDS patients can keep the disease at bay indefinitely by taking a pill every day. But the medicine doesn't get rid of the chronic infection, patients still have inflammation, and there is no cure. Scientists at UC, Case Western Reserve University, and the University of California, San Francisco wonder if there's a way to eliminate or reduce the amount of HIV in a patient's body. First, they have to stop it from reproducing itself.
So there's cells that have on the surface of them a receptor, much like a lock on the door. And those door locks are very specific for HIV. HIV has the key for that. So what we're really trying to do is change those receptors.
Researchers at Case Western target this receptor, the CCR5 gene, and create a mutation so it can't get into specific white blood cells. Patients donate their own blood.
You would go to our blood center, and they actually siphon off your white blood cells and give you back all the rest of what's in your blood. And then we put those cells in a special bag with special preservatives and actually ship them to Case Western Reserve, where 2/3 of the participants in the study will have their cells edited and modified.
With the hope that these edited cells will circulate in numbers that are high enough to generate some differences in the amount of HIV that the patient has in their body. 55-year-old John Causey tested positive for AIDS nearly 3 decades ago and didn't hesitate to sign up for the clinical trial. He says the study is one step closer to a cure.
You know, if I can, what my research can help someone else, then I'm all for it. Because right now I'm doing outreach and stuff for prevention of HIV and AIDS, so this kind of works along with it. How to prevent it if we can cure it?
The way scientists edit the gene is with a virus. They insert a homing device and instruct it to cut out the CCR5 gene. This makes a hole, and then the two ends are rejoined using a different enzyme. The re-engineered blood goes back into the patient. After the blood infusion, researchers hope 15% of cells in the bloodstream will be these new cells, and they will be stable over a couple of years without HIV.
The theory behind this really comes from a couple of patients who've had bone marrow transplants. Because they had leukemia and HIV, and these people were successfully having their HIV controlled because the cells that they got back into their body did not have this CCR5 gene.
He says gene editing would be far less expensive than a bone marrow transplant. This type of gene editing has been done before, but not in a controlled study of this size.
What we're really trying to do is think about a problem that is not curable in human beings that we know of, and trying to come up with new ideas and new ways of approaching things that can be safe, that can ameliorate human disease.
Fichtenbaum says it's especially important to cure HIV because of the stigma that comes with it. Patient John Causey says other study participants paved the way for him by reducing the number of pills from a dozen a day to one. He is motivated to help others.
It makes my quality of life so much more better now. And I'm just trying to do my part to make life better for those in the future.
30 patients will be enrolled this year and next year, and researchers will follow them for 2 years. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.